Our next batch of stories include fury among parents about CCTV in high school toilets, leader and deputy leader of Norwich City Council to stand down next year, and city bosses bank on World Cup success to boost winter coffers.
A city school has defended its decision to install cameras in student toilets after parents called them sickening. Cameras were installed in Helston High School's toilets a number of years ago to ensure the safety of all pupils. However, a parent of one student said their daughter hates the cameras. Helston High School principal Tom Rolfe explained that the cameras were also installed to prevent incidents of vandalism. Mr. Rolfe said students are aware of the cameras in communal spaces, and we also have notices on displays reminding them CCTV is in operation. The cameras only point to the entrance and sink areas and do not capture the cubicle areas to ensure students have privacy. Girls Out Loud is a UK social enterprise which aims to inspire girls to believe in themselves and to improve their emotional resilience. Jane Kenyon is the founder and chief executive and said, "I can understand the parent and young girl feeling comfortable about this. Schools are also under intense pressure to be vigilant on issues such as using and selling drugs, bullying, concealed weapons, self-harming and sexual assault. I agree it feels like a privacy intrusion, but in my experience, the school is not concerned with nor monitoring normal toilet activities. We would be more concerned if they were ignorant to some of the bigger challenges our teenagers' girls face today."
Fire crews were called to a bus blaze in Norwich city centre. Crews were called to Beckham Place at the junction with Edward Street, just off Magdalen Street, to reports of a vehicle on fire. They used breathing equipment and hoses to extinguish the fire. The incident caused some disruption, with two buses stuck behind the one which had caught light.
A milestone in the creation of new homes on Norwich's riverside has been marked by a traditional topping out ceremony, with ale being poured on a roof. The drink from Brewer Woodford's was poured over the roof of the fourth and final building of Broadland Housing's Canary Quay development. Built on Geoffrey Watling Way on land formerly owned by Norwich City Footballer Club, Canary Quay is a mix of social housing, affordable homes and open market properties. The ceremony marks the completion of the structure and roof of the final building, which is one of 101 new homes, 46 for shared ownership and 55 to be sold on the open market.
Alan Waters, leader of Labour-controlled City Hall, has decided not to seek re-election in next May's council elections at the end of his four-year term. Mr. Waters has been leader of the council since 2015, his second stint at the helm of the authority, having previously led it from 1993 to 1998. Mr. Waters, who represents Crome Ward, has been a city councillor since 1988. He said, "While it was a difficult decision, I believe it was the right one. It has been a tremendous privilege to work with so many talented and committed people over the years, both within and outside the council, and to serve the city I was born into and will be forever attached to." His deputy, Gail Harris, has also decided not to seek re-election. Mrs. Harris, who represents Catton Grove, has been a city councillor since 2012. She said she had been privileged to represent her ward and to serve as deputy leader and cabinet member for social housing. Stephen Evans, the city council's chief executive, said, "Alan and Gail's commitment to Norwich and to the City Council is clear for all to see, and their positive legacy is assured. They are amongst the hardest working and dedicated councillors I've worked with during my career. The new leader and deputy leader will be determined after the city council elections in May.
He's usually found in his chef's whites, but Richard Bainbridge swapped his apron for a graduation gown and mortarboard as he accepted an honorary doctorate at Norwich Cathedral. The city chef, who struggled through school due to dyslexia, was overwhelmed to receive the award as his children, wife and mother looked on. The owner of popular city restaurant Benedict's, Mr. Bainbridge, said he wanted to use his passion for food to inspire the next generation and teach them, as long as they're doing something they love, they can and will succeed.
A popular daytime television show has been filming in one of the city's treasure troves. The stars of BBC One's Bargain Hunt descended on Luce's Emporium on Magdalen Street, where they recorded an episode. They sieved through the items on offer at the city's largest antique shop in search of good value deals before taking lunch at the recently reopened Luce's Tea Room. It is the latest in a series of TV shows to shoot in Norfolk in recent months.
Businesses are looking forward to seeing Gareth Southgate's England team progress into the latter stage of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. With the tournament unusually taking place in the winter, traders will be faced with the prospect of balancing both Christmas and the carnival of footy. The Murderer's Pub in Timber Hill will have a brass band playing during England matches, and the windows of the Boozer will be painted for both the World Cup and Christmas. Landlord Phil Cutter said, "This will be my 9th World Cup here, and the more chance England will progress, the more people will come to watch it, including neutrals. We are busy building up to Christmas anyway, so this period will be extra busy, which is great, but we can all only fill the pub once. People will always spend money to come out and watch England play in a tournament." Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of the Norwich Business Improvement District Management, said, "Being in Qatar is a bit more removed from the Euros being played in Europe, but there is a real boost for business if England do well. The discretionary spend will come with it, and everyone will see the residual impact of that."
Next, we have our first feature written by Derek James with his Look Through the Decades. He has found a lone policeman out for justice. Your reader is Ian Robertson.